You know what's interesting? If you think about it, slackers and high-strung people, those are basically string metaphors. It's about how much a string is tuned.
That's true.
And if you're tuning that string up, if it's tighter wound than it's supposed to be,
that's
like the opposite of being a slacker. That's being high strung.
But sometimes he's tuning his E down to C. That's a slacker tuning.
That's true. You would have to even it out. You would have to see if it comes up positive or negative once you do the minus two, the plus two, the minus
one.
How
many semitones up and down it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, slacker rock should literally describe the slackness of the guitar strings. Maybe we should start listening to some of these. We'll just keep talking over them. But should we just start from the top of your like collection you gave us here?
Yeah, so I made this like little compilation that's on my Patreon, kind of pulled from, I think, it's probably like 12 different shows, like with pretty good sound quality. I think I sweetened it a little bit at some points. But yeah, I think the first song is Grounded, right?
I think one other observation I had watching the documentary about them was I was thinking about when we had Josiah on here to talk about Blink-182 and how, you know, he loves them, but he's just like, the fact that they kind of suck makes everyone realize they could start a band like that too. And I think Pavement has a little of that too, where you hear Pavement and you're like, I could do that.
Oh,
the
yeah.
truth is you probably can't, but it inspires you to think you can, you know?
I absolutely tried when I was like 18, 19.
Yeah, you're not the only one. One other thing that stuck out to me was you just forget that you could just smoke cigarettes indoors at a Pavement show in like 1999 still.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I think New York got rid of that around 2002. I was thinking about this recently because I was on this like, you know, the band Clinic. I was like listening to a lot of Clinic recently. And I was remembering that I saw Clinic play when the Walking With V came out in 2002. And I think that's maybe the last show I remember is coming home just absolutely just head to toe, like every atom of my body doused with cigarette smoke.
Yeah, just
and that
reeking.
Was like any show that I saw as a teenager through college was just...
Yeah, that's so crazy.
I don't miss it. Just like immediately go home and take a shower.
Yeah, just recent living memory where every like TGI Fridays just smelled like cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, on one hand, I think you should be able to smoke weed indoors whenever you want. But cigarettes are also kind of gross, and they make the wall yellow.
Yeah, and they just stick so much worse than weed. Like, it just stays on you, you know?
I'd rather have everybody just vaping.
Yeah.
Or doing blow or something. It doesn't smell.
You should be allowed to do blow at TGI Fridays.
I mean, I think people forget that. A lot of drugs, they smell less than cigarettes.
Pretty much every drug smells less than cigarettes.
You should give them credit.
Yeah.
I can remember, like, smoking sections in Burger Kings and McDonald's as a little kid. I grew up in the early 80s, so... I remember, like, they would have, like, their own little branded ashtrays with the McDonald's or Burger King logo or whatever.
Oh, that's so funny.
I grew up in the early 2000s, so I remember the play place at McDonald's being taken down because they found syringes in it. That was kind of the end of an era.
Yeah. It's really funny, too. Like, the ashtray thing is like a tacit endorsement of smoking, you know? Like, all of society was just designed to endorse smoking. I mean, that's why people compare it to fossil fuels now. Like, when you take a step back, it's insane.
Yeah, you just can't escape it. I can't imagine trying to quit back then.
Yeah.
Makes sense why so few people quit back in the 60s or 70s, even though we knew it gave you cancer, because what are you going to do? You go into a bar, it's just a wall of smoke. You go to a show, even at work, people are smoking inside. Anywhere you go.